from the bottom on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that the Shaila was exactly how long can a treif live. So the first man Yom is said not more than Yud Beis Chodesh. So you have questions as Mashma or the Simonim. So more ended up and said they really Tanoyim, Tekel Machlekes Tanoyim, whether how long a treif could live. The Tanya learned like this: of the Gugolis Achir Bonek of Echod Oruch. By the Gugolis, by the skull, if there's a hole there that has a chesar, something's missing there. There is the size of the hole has to be the size of a molen mekadeach, a drill. So if you have one long hole, afilu nekovim harbi, even though it's made out of a lot of different holes, but start from all these holes together, but start come together, le molen mekadeach. To the shear, if it's a hole that a drill goes through, and here Rashi says this is a shalom about tumas oil, whether it has tumas oil or not. But I call upon him, Omer Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says, Omer Rav Yossi ben HaMishulim, that Maiso b'Invol, it happened in a story in the case of, in the city of Invol, that b'yechad, one person, shenifchasa gugunosay, that his skull, why was cracked open, there was a hole there. V'yosom le'chiduk shokriya, and they made a bandage around it. Rashi says, chaticha shodalas yivesham, the leaf of a dried out pumpkin like. They put around his skull, they put around, and v'choy he lived. So who are the kashrus, who are not the treifus, how could he live? So in this Omelie of Shimon Elazar, Shimon Elazar says, Mishom Rai, is there any Rai from over here? I'll tell you, Yemay Sacham Hoya, this was during the summer months, when it was still hot outside. But the Chivan Shavu of Yemay Satsina, as soon as the winter came, and came the cold months, Miyad Meis, right away he died. So Rashi says, the Pshank from this man, the Yom is, a treifus has to live 12 months. If it lives 12 months, that's the proof he's not a treifus. But anything less than that, it's not a proof, he's not a treifus. Because it could be either the winter is harmful for him to kill him, or the summer is harmful for him. So the only proof that there's not a treifa if he lives through both, 12 months. So that's the shita before that he holds a treifa, a mrafuna, similar treifa would use Beis Chodesh. The other one says, Omer Rav Acha by Yaakov, halacha, what's halacha? That a treifa you led this. Even though an animal is a treifa, still it could give birth. It's no proof to say the fact that it gives birth is not a treifa. No, it could still be a treifa. Well, Meshabachas, what in the traffic can still become better? It'll die, but it could become better right now. In fact, it becomes a little bit better. That's no proof to say it's not a traffic. The Amra Meimah says like this. There was Amra Meimah, that honey bayah the traffic. We have eggs that were hatched, that came out from a chicken, from a bird that was a traffic. So, Loch is like this. Shich Lakama, the first eggs that it has after it became a traffic, Asura. So those eggs are treifus. Well, some see why, because they came out of the mother that's a treifa. And since the mother is a treifa, the egg is also a treifa. It's also eat it. But mikan v'yelich, if the mother has eggs after this, in other words, there was a mate, there was a male involved, so then we say, heveleh zeveseh gomer umuta. There are two things then that cause this second egg to come about. It's the new male, and that's not a treifa. And the female, that's a treifa. Therefore, the eggs will be muta. Hezeb is a gurim is muta. That's what Ameima says. Just the first one is the pshat. Rashi says, Oysen shoyi b'meyeo b'shor shenitrafo. When the mother became a treifa, she had eggs inside already. So the time she became a treifa, there came an issa. He can't eat the mother. And the same thing at that time, there's an issa chal upon the egg also. First, there's an issa treifa. Rashi says, Kulu masur is the uba yerach imayu. The ima nitrifa, that the egg is called part of the mother. So when the mother has a din treifa on it, it goes upon the egg also. But mikan v'yelech, what she says, means that it gives birth afterwards, if it has an egg afterwards. So then there's a zocher involved as gorm the egg. So zev is a gorm is mutter. That's what Maimah says. This one says, Eisver of Asher, Vashi is the kasha. Eisver of Asher, Maimah. It says, v'shovin, everybody agrees, Mishnah Nidius, that the beitz has treifa. The baits of a treifa shasura, that you're not allowed to eat the eggs that come out of a chicken at the treifa. And it says, why? Mifnei shegidlo b'yisa. It was grown b'yisa, shegodlo b'yisa. So shegodlo b'yisa mashma, that it first started to have the egg after it was a treifa. So even though it's a zev is a gurm, still you see it's also. Yeah. Rashi says, v'shava means reb lezav rabbonim. Here, the pliga, they both argue, the vlad behema treifa, soon see. There they argue, what's with locha by a vlad behema? Here they both agree, though, that what the treifa, the egg of a treifa is also. But The chutz mashma shegodlo mashma, even though it happened after it became a treifa. So you see, zed is a gor mister losso. Smor says no. Hossam over there is talking about the disafnu miyaya, where the chicken like had its egg by itself. It rubbed itself on the ground, and that made it have its egg. There wasn't the mate, there wasn't the zocher involved. So therefore, it's not called zevah zegorim. That's called b'desafnu miyar, Rashi says. He me'atzmo, a mechama must be or, she became dried up in the ground itself. And the yoledis, yeah, the huchad gorim was only one gorim, just she herself, nobody else. Wait, 1 second. Smor says still, volitionally, why in the answer to that, he should answer, b'shich lekama. That they say it's asura is talking about the first egg that it has when it first became a treifa, and that you all agree that it, just like the bird becomes a treifa, the egg also becomes a treifa. Smor says no. And claim of so godlo gomer mi boilei. What's the lashon of godlo? It should have said lashon of gomro. Godlo mashmit started to grow right now when it was a treifa. Otherwise, here it's mashmit when the mother became a treifa, had an egg inside it already. It just should have said gomro to finish it off. So therefore, you have to answer for the Safna Maria. There's only one Gurim. Mara still says, if so, that we learned. For Lan Trefa, what's luck of an animal that the Trefa gives birth? Now, this is going to be a proof that we had before that we hold the Trefa could give birth. But if Lan Trefa means the mother became a Trefa, and then it gave birth, that's a machlekes. Rabbi Lezer Waina, La Yikra Vagabi Mizbech. This animal you can't use for carbon. You're allowed to bring it for carbon, it's kosher. So the mic is looking, what's the machlokes over here? Where first the mother became a treifa, or the b'seit ibra, then later she came pregnant. So again, it's called the zeva zagorim. There's a male involved, that's a kosher one. So Rabbi Lezer saw the zeva zagorim is also. Therefore, it's also for carbon. Rabbi Yeshua saw the zeva zagorim is mutter, therefore it's mutter for carbon. So Rabbi says, the yachi is so, the miflage legvoya. If that's the machlokes of zeva zagorim is mutter also, why do they only argue for korban? Liflagul hedyot, they should argue for hedyot if you're not eager or not. And therefore, lodicha koichot of Yeshua. No, someone answers like this. Someone answers no. Lodicha koichot of Yeshua. It argues by korban, teaches the chiddush according to Yeshua, that afil legvoya nami shari. Otherwise, I would have thought maybe zeva zagorim is only mutter for hedyot, not for gvoya. Kamash, even for korban is mutter. Someone still asks no. For liflagul hedyot, we should have argued by a regular animal that's kosher to eat or not. And the Dikha Kerechot Reb Lezer, the Shiva tells Chish and Reb Lezer, to Afriul Hegyet Nami Yosa, to the Yod Zeb is a Gurm is also, and it's even also to eat it for a regular person. Someone says, no, and this Teretz is Kerechot Terod. If it's always better to hear a Heter than to hear a Nisa. So once to tell us the Chiddush, even by Kabonis, still, there's Rebbe Shur at all, Zeb is a Gurm is Mutter. Now they say the Omoidim, both Reb Lezer and Shur both agree, the Beitz has Trefa, that the mother, the chicken, became a treifa, so that its egg is shasura. So question, why? So we're talking about now that the mother, it became treifa first, and then it had its egg, but the egg was not because of the male, was because it rubbed itself against the ground. So again, it's only the mother that caused the egg, that's called chad gorm, therefore they both agree it's a treifa. Now, Rav Acha Sovalo, Kirav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha holds like Rav Acha by Yaakov, as he says, the Yom Eliel Halacha Treifa Yoledes. The Yoledes that we had before, Treifa could give birth. Or Maspilo Lidi Ameima Kidiamon, and he learns Ameima Chiddush the way we just said it, that he could have this case here that it gave birth even though it was a Treifa. But Ravina Leisavolo Kidi Rav Acha by Yaakov. Ravina doesn't hold like that. Ravina holds no, if the animal is a Treifa, can't give birth. If it gives birth, that's a proof it's not a treifa. So if so, Umastu lo ledameima b'haylishna. He learned ameima halacha like this. The what? Omer ameima, ameima sounds like this. Hani beya. If you have these eggs, they're sofik treifa. Now, it's not that the mother is vada treifa. If the mother was vada treifa, it couldn't have eggs anymore. It can't give birth anymore. But the case suggests the mother was a sofik treifa. His hani beya, they're sofik treifa. It's like this. The shichlakama, the first set of eggs that it has, is mashinulo. You have to wait with those eggs, and let's see. If the mother gives perhaps more eggs, then Sharyim, that's a proof to say that she's not a treifa, and therefore the first eggs become muta. But Viloya Thirim, if she doesn't have any more eggs, just this first egg that she had, so the pshat is she became a treifa then, and she had this egg inside her, so the egg also becomes a treifa. So then it would be a Thirim. That's the memory. But a Vada, it would be a Vada treifa, couldn't give birth. On this again, Oisrei Rav Ashi Lameima, so Rav Ashi has Kachat Lameima. It says, Umoidim the Beitz of Treifa Shasura. Both Rav Lezen and Yeshua agree that by the Beitz of a Treifa Tasura, why Mifnei Shegod La Biyissa, it was grown Biyissa. So Amulei said back to him, Hosam B'dishich L'Kama. They were talking about the Shich L'Kama, the first eggs that it had. The first egg it had when it was a Treifa, therefore it's Asa. So most of them came and so, Godla, why is it said Lashon of Godla? Gomer mi boyle, it should have said Lashon Gomer, like we said before. If it only means the egg you had inside it now when it became a treifa, it just should have said it's finished off. Not that it started. Smozenechnami, Tony Gomer. Say the case is that this egg just finished off, and therefore the egg is also. Because it's talking about now, this is the egg that was in the chicken when the chicken became a treifa. So when it became a treifa, it was chal nis upon the chicken, who had been chal upon anything that's inside it. So the egg inside at that time is also called the treifa. The Rashi says, "Kivon the yagid bei the mura begid the kugufadami." This chicken, this egg, is attached with its gidim, with its veins to the body. Therefore, it's called like the treifa, as luck of a treifa. So, as we saw, the lahod etan after we learned va treifa, what's the luck of a treifa? An animal gives birth. So, Reb Lezer Raim lo yakruv gavim mizbeach. You can't use it for the mizbeach. Shu raim yakruv. So, the ma'akamitzik. What's the machlekes over there? So the chur has to be kishi ibro, or the it has to be according to Ravina that he holds if it was a treifa can't give birth, so it has to be kishi ibro that first it became pregnant and then it became a treifa. So then what's the machlekes then? So Reb Lezer says our uba yerachimayu, an uba the kid is called like the mother, it's part of the mother, and therefore when the mother becomes a treifa, the kid also gets to be treifa on it. But I guess you have to say though, Reb Yeshua Savano, Uba, the kid inside the stomach, lav yerachimu, it's not like the thigh, it's not like part of the mother. Therefore, even though the mother becomes a treifa, just the mother has an issa treifa, but not on the uba. The uba is takakosha. For the moirochi, if so, are the mifla gilagvoya, what are the only arguments for korban or not? Lifla gulagit. They should have argued if could use it for a hedjit, you could either or not. So, Moir says again, lavichachachachach de Yeshua, that he said, even for korban, he holds it samutta. That it's also, even for a hedjit it would be also. So the answer again is, it's a big yichidish to tell us something is mutter than to say something is also. To say something is also, you could say machmas asafrik, you could say it's also. But to say something is mutter, you have to be a vaday. It's a big yichidish to say something is mutter. So the rabbi teaches us the heter. So that's why they argue in the Gehla Gvaya. But Umoidim, they both agree again, that Umoidim Vadai, the dates of Trefa, Shasura, that they both agree that the eggs that come out of a Trefa is also, and again, but the Shich L'Kama, the first eggs that it had when it became a Trefa. The question is, my time, what's the reason? Gufri, Vaisthasa, egg is called more Gufra than Vaisthasa, Uber. An Uber inside the Tzat is an Uber is like a body by itself. That's not called part of the mother, according to Yeshua. But by says the egg inside the mother, that's called mamish gufa. That's called part of the mother. That's why she says, as the chivon de'agidibay, since it's attached with its veins, it's attached to the mother, is mamish kugufa damya. So the egg is more part of the chicken than the uba, the vlad inside of behema. The yichus says, what's the maskon here? The Gemara says, the zocho kol shnei masachot, the shenech nami. That if a zocho lives for 12 months, that's a proof it's not a treifa. An animal that's a treifa cannot live more than 12 months. Then a kevra, if it's a male, female, then kol sheni yoledes, that's the proof. Even though if it gives birth, that's the proof to say it's not a treifa. And if a stomach can't live more than 12 months either. But just by in a kevra, you have another proof. On the tzad that it gives birth, that's the proof to say it's not a treifa. If it would have been a treifa, couldn't it give birth? That was Omer Afuna, kol berya, any creature, shame by etzim, if it has no bone inside it, then there's no bone to these ants or something like that, ain't a miskayim yudvei chodesh. It can't live more than 12 months. Any berya that doesn't have an etzim in it, it can't live more than 12 months. So what's the difference? Omer Apapa, Shemaminim and Rav Huna, we hear Allah from Rav Huna like this. That hold the Yom HaShmuel. That the Shmuel will say Allah later on. About Kishuris. If you have these type of vegetables. Shesliya Bivehom. That worms came into it. When it was still attached, Rashi says Biveh means Boidim Chaberus. If worms came into these Kishuris. If worms came in there. When it was still attached to the ground. Yeah, if you have these worms there. Kishuris is a cucumber. So it's the cucumber shesli. It started to get worms inside it when it's still attached. Sasura. Then the law is you're not allowed to eat that worm. So Rashi says why? Asura talas bachilo. Techiv and the malech of the kishuris. Since the worm is moving in the cucumber, the cucumber is attached to the ground. And so sharetz halos kareem. That's called the sharetz halos. Avalesliya betolish. Let's say if it was detached and now there's a worm inside it. That's not called the sheretzu, because the sheretz is only yours, the sheretz is sheretz haloretz. It's only yours, that the nothing minute it goes outside the malach agabe karka, unless it goes on the ground. But if it was born inside the cucumber, after it was picked off, and it didn't come out, it's mutatit. So if that's the loch of toloyim, of worms. So again, Shmuel says, kishuya shesliya bevel, if the worms came when it was still attached, then asura. So it was like this, and hani tamro dekadi, same type of a thing. Let's say you have tamarim, you have these dates which were in a vessel. Hani tamri dekada, you have dates inside a vessel. Yeah. So labosa treisa yache, if the dates are more than 12 months, shasta then shan, you have to know it's mutter. In other words, if they're in, in other words, these dates were in a jar already for 12 months. And when you find them now, there are worms in there, those worms are mutter. That's nafkamina. Because these worms only were first created inside the date now. Because if the worms were there when it was still attached on the tree, and then it would have been also, it would have died by now. We're talking about now, you have these dates that are 12 years old already. That's nafkamina. Since they're 12 years old, for sure the worm that was in it at the time when it was on the tree died already. And the worms you find out have to be new worms that were created in the date. And since they didn't come out yet, the mutter b'achila. Now the Gemara says, here, Omar Rav says, less boko. So it's type, actually said, I think a type of a zvuv, a type of a fly, it is. Less boko bar yoima. There's no this type of a small fly that lives more than a day. And the less didvo, those are regular flies, actually says, zvuv. There are no flies or bashas that live more than a year. That's for the flies. Flies can't live more than a year. Omle Rav Papa Labai. So Papa said back to Abaya, the Amu Yinshi. Either the same that people say there's Amu Yinshi, Shev Shani, for 7 years, Imra Bixa, like the female, or Bixa's female fly, that Navaka, she argues like Mevakiya di Imrulo and Chazisa Levam Chuzo to Socha Bemaya the Solak Vichrich Besadinan. So what the people say that for 7 years this worm did this fly argues with the other one, and what? And she says to him like this: that I was once watching a person on Mechuzo. He was bathing and he was in this. He was washing himself. He was washing himself in water, and when he came out, he wrapped himself up in the sheet, so he came and settled down, so the fly came and settled down, and he sucked out some blood from the person, and you didn't tell me about it. So I call upon him, it says here what, that they had an argument for 7 years. So kids, you see that the flies could live more than 7 years. Here it said they were arguing over this mice, that how come you didn't tell me what you did, the modern story. But that's what he said. That's the story, what's going on. So he said back, almost, he said back to Matan, according to your reasoning, like, do you believe these stories? No, these are Stamstar fairy tales. He said, Matan, do you believe these stories? Hodi Yam Rinchi. People also say like this. There's also a popular saying like this, that Shisin Moni Pazola, that means the weight of 60 minus of ayin, Tolun Levoka, is hanging on a fly. The Kronisa, whatever that is, on a part of the Kronisa, as she say, Mato Klemme Vizoyberch Nesus Kaveda. Right, no. I'm not sure. The Kitzur has a weight of 60 pounds there of iron on the fly. That's what people say. So it doesn't make any sense. So Miika Gmar says, Miika Iyu Gufe Kedapaspal, how big is the end of the fly itself? Come heavy, how big is a fly? How could you have 60 pounds on it? Ella Bimonaditu. Elamai is talking about their own type of weights, whatever the fly, like fly talk. Whatever they call 60 pounds, it must be like nothing. If so, Hokinami Bishonaditu. Here, when the statement is that the ants, the flies, had an argument together for 7 years, doesn't really mean 7 years. It means their 7 years, the way they talk. Because Kimmy, in half a year, Bakoponim, it's not Kasha, was saying now that these flies cannot live more than a year. Yeah. Mara says, Tanan Hotsum, went over there, Gamon Bacharis. That the Hema Balas Hevagram, you have an animal that has 5 legs to it, or a Shemra Lashos only has 3 legs to it, how is the mum? That's called the mum, you can't use it for korban. Omer Rafuna, Lashonu Lashachosar V'yeser Biyad, means the front ones, either too much or too little. Avachosar V'yeser Brego, the back ones, that's Treif and Amihevei. Not only is it a mum, but that's also called the Treifa, that's worse. My time, what's the reason? Call yes, sir, kenoto dummy. The more that's there, it's still like it's taken away. So if it's like taking away your back leg, that makes it for treifa. That she says, kenoto, if I've taken off, yes, sir, echod, kechoser echod, every kabbalis regal echod, u treifa, every kishmutas yerech rebeima. That's like shmutas yerech, the back legs, that makes it for treifa. Once there's a huchi, you saw there's an animal, Tate Sani Divi. It had 2 Sani Divis it had in it. So the Shiloh was, is it a treifa or not? Yeah. Alright, so Rashi says what the Boidil Christian currently. Kitzur had 2 of them. So Tevelay Tate Sani Divi. Aisuilovina. So they brought this. They brought it to Ravina, and for treifa, they said it was treifa. Midrafuna, from Rafuna's halacha. From Rafuna's halacha, that called yester is kenotodami. So the extra one is still like it's taken off, it's missing, therefore it's called the treifa. So treifa called Rafuna. But the shavchen ladod, if they're open up one to another, then shayla is called like one big one. That's not called the treifa then. And he gufsa. There be nothing with Bekosi. There was also Hagufsa, there was like a tube. There be nothing with Bekosi. It came out from the Bekosi. Lihav Lila. There was a tube coming from this part. Rashi says, Kumaikona Bosa. That came from one stomach to another stomach. So Savra Rashi, they thought to say it's Treifa. Omle Rafuna, Ma Bachid Ravashi. So Rafuna, Ma Bachid Ravashi, Sat Ravashi, Kolhani Chivu Buyosa Hachi Islu. All the animals have like this. That's not a treifa. That's normal for an animal to have this type of a tube going from like one stomach to another stomach. So that's a normal thing. Ahu gufsa get another type of a tube to have a mavra mi bekosi lekarsa that also went from this type of an animal to another type, from this stomach to the other one, lekarsa. So again, sav mavra avashi lachshur etos kosher. Amalei Ravoshia, Oto Kulu Bechad Mechisa Machtina, everything with one needle, Hechad Yitmit, where we learned clearly it's kosher and it's not, it's kosher. But Hechad Layitmit, we didn't learn. So over here we didn't learn, here would be Treifa. Heyin Nosin Bashayla, Rav Tavchad Yitzipoira, he was the head of the butchers in Tzipoira, that Lefnefona Rebbe, Al Shnei Bnei Mayim, if there are 2 like intestines, Al Shnei Bnei Mayim, Hayetzim Rebbeheba Kechad, that goes out of the animal like once, like when they open it up, they see like 2 sets of intestines coming out. She treifa, that's also treifa. The animal can't live that way. It's a similar to treifa. Or connect them to your kshera. But by a bird, if you'd find two sets of intestines there, that's not a trefa, that's ksheva. The medvamu woman just said, be yotze mishnei makom, they come out two different places. Be yotze makom, they come out in one place, v'cholin at kietzpa, and it comes to small, it ends off like the size of a finger, ksheva, then it's not a kosher, that's not called a trefa. If it ends off the size of a finger, that's kosher. Right, it's hard to say. That's the Mitzvah said that this animal won't die, that animal will die. Pligi bo ravami ravasi. Chadamu one says, Hu dahadri vi arvi. That's what these two sets eventually mixed up together. They do mix in one to another. The Chadamu one says, no, afagal lehadri vi arvi. They're not mixed up together. Still it's ksheva. So this time the man the yomu hu dahadri vi arvi. Hang the toni a ketzba. That comes so small down to an etzba, meaning both of them joined together. And the man diyam afagad lehadri v'yadu, they're all mixed together. What's the lashon of ad ketzpa? Ad ketzpa milamata just means on the bottom of it. On the bottom of this set of intestines, it has to come down to a size of an etzpa. But not that the two b'nei nayin mix one into another. Even though they don't mix into one another, still he holds, still would be kosher. Then it says, Yehuda holds that if the feathers, the small feathers attached to the body were taken away, that's a trefa by your birds. They both say one thing. We just said that if you're missing the small feathers of the bird, that makes it a trefa. We have Yishmo, that's now learned. Rabbi Shmuel Leima, Hanoitzo Mitztarefes. Rabbi Shmuel says what? That the feathers are Mitztarefes. Yeah, Mr. Refus. And it wasn't me, Mr. Refus. She saw Bishmona Michoshu Nitsa, he holds what the feathers called like the skin. The Yoma Nitsa Mr. Refus Le Kazayas Lefago Bechatisaif. Yemok Amnas Loch Le Kazayas Be Nitsa Vior Uboso. So kids, you see Bishmona also considers the feathers like the skin. So just like if you dissolve, like if you skin an animal, it's called a trefa. So what did you take off the feathers of the bird? It's called the trefa. So CEO's feathers is called like the skin. See, Shmuel also holds that this feathers is like the skin of the chicken, the skin of the oif. They'll even starve if you have a machshavas pigle to eat this or to burn this. That the feathers also has locha like the skin. So Rabbi Shmuel also holds like that. Hanoitz Mesrefes. Amar Rav Rovis says no. Do Maloy, it's not that way. Ah, Kolakrem Yehuda Hochel Linya Trefa. The Lekim Midi, the Megalalay, it's a swallow here. If you took off all his feathers, nothing protects this, called the Trefa. Avolinian if gulei to have a machshavas of tigul krabonis srilei. Maybe they all know that the mal you don't burn the feathers. You're supposed to take off the feathers before you burn the yoif. So maybe the feathers are not called part of a zafas barak torah. So maybe the gear to machshavas tigul. If you want to burn a kazayis, the feathers cannot be mitzaref. And also viat kamakrab yishmol osam alinian if gulei the gear to tigul avolinian treifa gulei lemegin. It could be even Rabbi Shmuel says no. So linyan pigul that he says it's called kiskin. A linyan trefa could be he also know that the feathers don't protect it anyway. So if even if you take off the feathers, maybe you won't make it into pigul. It won't make it into a trefa. Now the feathers don't protect the bird. What protects its own skin? So therefore, maybe holds it won't be a trefa. Yeah. It was achuzas hadam. If an animal has to have some bloodletting from it. It has too much blood inside the animal. It got sick because of that. And else for Yamushonis, which is a smoke went inside its goof. It got sick because it got too much fumes went inside it. Or else for Yamutanenis, it caught a cold, it got cold. The Shoch Loharaitvi. Or else if it ate Haradufni, where she says, Sama Mavzabayim ate something poison. An animal that ate the waste of a tanagolim, or else even though it drank bad water, still ksheira. Because even though this animal may die, but there's nothing wrong with its body itself. So if it's not a trefa, if it's shecht it first before it dies, it's a good shechita. Ochle samamovis, or shekish, let's say it ate mamis samamovis, because it's the same thing as adumivim. Now she says, "Achsamosa shu samhamovis lodim." If they ate some, they'll even kill a person. Or shechisha nochish, or else if a snake bit it, same thing with teres mishun treifa. As this is a treifa, it's not because there's nothing wrong with the animal. There's nothing missing in the animal.
it may die, but if you shecht before it dies, it's a good shechita. But if you assume it's mekonos tefashos, because also for a person to eat it, because he may die from it, since there's poison in it, or else it's a nachash put poison in it, then a man may die if he eats from it. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this, halita chalse treifa. If you force it, if it swallows down our forces, that makes it a chalse, that makes it into treifa. Chalse is, Rashi says, chadus, that grit that's very sharp. So for my time, the more says, the milk of a light, lamaynoi, for sure when he eats this, it punctures holes in his organs. Therefore it becomes a treifa. Moser Rashizvi, Ahuza Sadav, Mishan Mishrochle, Vadufni, Mishrochle, Tsarakana, Mishrochle, I'm Royim, Halita Tio, Chalsas of Apollum, Ochasam of Mogus Ksheva. So still, even though it's this Chalsas, still it's Kosher. Hechi Shanochash, Shanoshka, Kelu Shaitim, Materis, Mishun Treva, Mishun Sakhas of Oshas. So who are Kashas, Chalsas, Achilsas, Kashas, Moses, and Mogus? So the Chalsas, Chalsas, Achalsas, Kashem, Kan Baolin, Kan Bakotin. By the leaves, it's okay. Kan Bakotin, some that's more, stronger, that's Takah Shah, they'll make it for Treva. So what's a moment like Kasha? Hadidei Hod Yodim. If it ain't its own, some of it is kosher for a man to eat it. If it ain't poison that he could even kill a person, then it's also for a person to eat it. But some of it is bein, mahein, the wadim, sentence, adufni. Trey gavna, some of it is two types of some of it. So the behemoth, two types of poison for a behemoth. There's this type of some of it. Will not kill a man, will only kill a behemoth. Another more says, my tayyah, we have you, the ikra, the murisa. It's this root. Alright, we'll stop.